This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. President Daniel Ortega won re-election to a third consecutive term as Nicaragua's leader. With about two-thirds of ballots counted in the six-candidate presidential race, Ortega had 72.1% of the vote compared to 14.2% for his closest rival. The Aboriginal People's Television Network based in Winnipeg, Manitoba, in Canada, broadcast in French, English, and 20 languages, spoken by many of Canada's 634 First Nations, and is expanding to the U.S. to increase the voice of Native Americans here as well. Institute of Medicine says we don't have a shortage of doctors, we're just using them inefficiently because we're not utilizing physician assistants and nurse practitioners adequately in primary care settings. Australia's Parliament has rejected a bill allowing a public vote in that country on legalizing gay marriage. UK policies on immigration are roadblocks to a trade deal with India after they refused to lower the cost of visas for Indians to the same level as China and to relax deportation rules for Indian students who do not have a job 4 months after schooling in the UK. BankTrack, a Netherlands-based advocacy organization, released a letter from 26 environmental organizations to the Equator Principles Association, a consortium of global banks committed to responsible environmental and social practices. 13 of the 17 banks in the latest loan to the Dakota Pipeline Project are members, including all five of the banks making a $2.5 billion loan to help complete the pipeline, which includes Wells Fargo, Citicorp, and TD Bank of Canada. More than 40 million people, one in five American adults, experience some kind of mental illness annually, and more than 20 million have a substance abuse disorder involving drugs or alcohol. Obama administration is stepping up audits and enforcement of existing laws that require equal coverage from insurance for mental health and drug problems as medical conditions. Higher copays or stricter limits to the mental health professional visits are illegal. Something called the Georgia DOC, a chicken pricing index, seems to be involved in inflating the price of chicken by as much as 30% to 50% per pound. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.